Oh my gosh, I crack up every time you read that, Lee.
I know.
Yeah. Police to Clemson fans. No car flipping or riots, but like pretty much everything else is okay.
Like that's okay any other time.
If Clemson wins.
Yeah.
Now, there is suspending the open container law for like, what, 5 hours?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And so they want you to know, just have fun, but keep it real. No climbing lampposts and no flipping cars or riots.
Right.
Now, here's what I want to know. I just out of total curiosity. The absolute assumption here, right, is that Clemson's going to win. Do I still get to have my riot-free 5 hours of open container law suspension if Clemson loses?
No. I don't think that. I don't think the police are making that distinction.
You don't think they are?
No,
okay.
No.
So I could come out and drink myself. You know, unsorry. You know, I mean, like I don't even care anymore. Yeah. I could do that, I guess. Yeah, but I just hell, I love how they clarified. No car flipping or riots, please.
Cups in the air like you just don't care?
Exactly. Yes, and that would be, as you said earlier, Lee, to borrow a great line from you, orange cups,
yes,
please.
Yes, the orange
no
solo cups.
Red cups
no,
or you will be arrested by the Clemson police.
That would certainly be a cultural violation.
Yeah,
yes.
And, you know, in that case, if they were to, you know, tear you, pull you aside and beat you Antifa style, the police will probably do what they do when Antifa beats people Antifa style, which is pretend that they don't see it.
Yeah.
So I would want to have my orange solo cup.
Exactly.
Can you buy such a thing?
I'm sure they're available somewhere. If they,
that's what you
if
and
they're
I
not,
do.
They have certainly missed an opportunity.
They have. We should get orange solo cups to be like Clemson on them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We can spell it with a C for the Clemson fans and a Klemp, K-L-E-M-P-S-O-N,
right,
for the Carolina fans.
Yeah, for those who don't understand how to pronounce Clemson.
Clemson.
Yeah.
Well, it's clearly K-L-E-M-P-S-O-N, right?
Yes, exactly. Not exactly the chant you hear at Death Valley, but yes. Phonetically, yeah. You are correct.
Absolutely. All right. So anyway, I know what you'll be doing at 8 o'clock tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Definitely not wanting to be robbing Lee's house at 8 o'clock tonight because he will be stationary.
Stationary, well-armed,
parked
right in the middle of the house.
Right. In Anderson, in the compound. Okay. Yes. So anyway, the Democrat Party. They never have to condemn anything, right? I mean, if their followers want to kill somebody, like, you know, say Steve Scalise over the weekend.
Or the president, for crying out loud.
Or the president. I mean, that is really hip. It's hot. It's what everybody's doing is wanting to kill the president, right? And so you totally will not, like, lose your Twitter account, your Facebook page. That is legitimate speech.
We'll get a visit from the Secret Service.
Nah. Yeah. Man, Steve Scalise cannot get off Twitter without some Democrat lunatic threatening to assassinate him again. He's already been assassinated once and survived.
Darn near died.
I know. It's just amazing to me. So anyway, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, her followers, she gets into a debate with Scalise over taxes, and her followers are, of course, piling on, suggesting that he should be executed, which is par for the course now on Twitter. And Scalise challenges her. What are you going to do about this? Nothing. She hasn't condemned it. Can you imagine if the party affiliation was reversed?
Yeah, I can imagine. We don't have to imagine. We know what would happen and what has happened.
Two sitting Congress members, one's a Republican. One of them is like, hey, yeah, we should totally kill the Democrat, or we should totally kill Obama on Twitter. All the world would explode. You would think the end was coming. It's just par for the course. And so the Democrat Party has a problem. And Jerry Brown shockingly laid this out. Remember when I read you the quote from him that they asked him, you know, he's retiring as the governor of California.
Yeah,
what
governor
is your biggest,
Moonbeam.
I mean, you can't get more liberal than this. And they asked him, what's your biggest fear here? What's the worst thing going on for the Democrat Party going forward? He said, it's the Republicans. They need to rein us in. He said, the Republicans are not standing up to us, and they need to, because otherwise, he said, we're going to go so full-on lunatic fringe bark at the moon, we're going to lose elections.
Well, he should know.
Yeah. I mean, and that's Jerry Brown. Moonbeam.
Yeah.
It's the biggest risk to the Democrat Party right now is the Republicans let them say whatever they want, and they don't do anything, and they think they can do increasingly crazier stuff. And so that's causing a problem when you have somebody like Rashida Tlaib saying this about, you know, impeach the mother effer.
And when your son looks at you and says, Mama, look, you won, bullies don't win. And I said, baby, they don't, because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the
It was a Democrat Party gathering. So, you know, impeach the mother effer. It's just standard fare.
Yeah, she will be the Mother of the Year nominee.
Totally.
Party, I'm sure.
Totally.
Yeah.
So Senator Joe Manchin, who won in West Virginia and is like one of the few remaining Democrats who can even win in a quasi-Southern state, he to hold on to his seat, he trotted him out to say this.
so disgusting. It was horrible. Neil, no one should approve of that. And I hope she doesn't talk to her son that way either. To act like that, just awful. And to speak like that is even more deplorable. I am so sorry. I want to apologize to all Americans, any sitting congressperson. There's 535 of us there, 100 senators and 435 congresspeople. We should have better manners than that, I assure you.
It was interesting you used the word deplorable.
I know. I thought that was on purpose.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
So, I mean, you literally got the Democrat Party now divided. You're never going to hear Nancy Pelosi condemning a death threat. No. That'll never happen. But, I mean, Cortex doesn't even have to condemn her own lunatic fringe followers when they want to kill a man that the left already tried to kill once.
Yeah.
Texter writes, so Tara, Clemson should hire Miss Snipes to keep the score at the game to ensure a win. Oh, Brenda Snipes from Broward County. She'll still be counting, you know, 3-4 days afterward.
Yeah.
See?
So here's another Clemson touchdown.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, I didn't see it. I didn't see, wait a minute. Replay.
Oh.
Brenda saw it. That's all that matters,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Texter writes, Party City has all kinds of solo cups, LOL. So, oh, man.
I'm sure they do.
Beaten to the punch.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Well, yeah, I don't think it'll be punch.
Yeah. Texter writes, why isn't Gabby Giffords condemning all this? They're marching her out as a gun rights martyr. Oh, well, no. I mean, if you use the gun to kill a Republican, that's, I mean, that is legitimate debate right there.
Yeah.
That's where we are now. Just, wow. These people are, they're literally killing me. Meanwhile, did you see this? We're speaking of Moonbeam. Jerry Brown says Ranil Singh's death had nothing to do with his sanctuary city law that he signed in 2017.
Now, please.
Do you want to hear why?
Why? What is his excuse now?
Because, he ignores the fact that there were two arrest warrants out for the guy. but that ICE couldn't pick him up because they had a detainer on him, couldn't pick him up because of his laws. And he says, well, yeah, that happened. But the police could have gotten him before 2017 when I passed the law. I mean, ICE could have gotten him before 2017 when I passed the law, but they just didn't get around to it. So it's not my fault. Well, yeah, but ICE could have gotten him after you passed the law, fool.
Exactly.
But the law blocked it.
Exactly.
This is leftist logic.
Yeah.
It just doesn't... Okay.
Well, left and logic, those two should not be in the same sentence.
Apparently. Apparently so. Okay, so anyway, Lee, the first thing you said to me when you walked in today, you're like, oh, first full week
of
the year.
Yeah.
You're not alone. New study, it takes people an average of 4 days to recover.
I was thinking it was maybe 4 months.
Yeah. Recover from Christmas break. So there you go. And then throw the Clemson game in. I mean, I don't think management should expect anybody to be fully, you know what I mean, like with it until Friday at least. You know, I mean, I think that's reasonable, don't you?
Well, depending on, you know, I think we might be able to recover from a victory quicker than we'll recover from a loss.
Oh, a loss? Are you kidding? We're going to need 2 weeks of recovery time for that.
Exactly. I may need more therapy.
Yeah, especially those people who go take advantage of the 5-hour suspension of the open container law.
No, I'm not going to be involved in that, but anyway.
Yeah, by the Clemson police. Texter writes, Tlaib, the first Muslim American woman elected to Congress, should be should be awarded the MOFO of the Year award, not Mother of the Year.
Yeah, careful now.
Yeah. Hey, I just read the text line. That's what they pay me the big bucks to do.
And we have some outstanding contributions.
Yes,
well.
We do. All right, get your dialing fingers ready. First caller on the line wins the 4-pack of tickets to the South Carolina International Auto Show this weekend at the Greenville Convention Center. New cars, new trucks, SUVs will fill the Greenville Convention Center for the 2019 South Carolina International Auto Show. It runs January 11th through the 13th. The number to call, 800-347-1063. That's 800-347-1063. And again, producer Chris will take the first caller on the line. Let's jump on with Wes in Greer. Hey, Wes.
Hey, Terry. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I keep coming back, and I've asked this question before, but I mean, let's take Nikki Haley, Trey Gowdy, Ted Cruz, you know, all of the fine, upstanding people with perfect moral character, okay, that at no opportunity will they not stand up and distance themselves from Trump and decry, he is mean, he look at the way he talks to people. Now, as far as I know, Trump has never threatened to kill anyone, okay? I'm pretty sure that Trump pushes back after he's been pushed, okay? And Trump just goes at him, but they can't stand that terror. I mean, would you agree with that? I mean, look at Romney the other day, okay? The first thing that he can get out of his mouth is to complain about Trump and complain. Now, listen, Trump's a New Yorker. He's a little rough around the edges, okay? Absolutely. But does anyone actually doubt that the man loves America and is trying to do the best he can do for the people? I mean, I have no doubt of that.
Okay, wait. So let me help you frame this, Wes, because being a talk radio professional, I want to nail the nail
zero
home
in
the coffin. Yes, you are basically saying, listen, we've got Alexandria Ocasional Cortex's followers threatening to kill Steve Scalise on Twitter. As he is debating her on Twitter, he challenges her to condemn them, and she will not. She says nothing. And yet the GOP leadership does not care time and time and time again when the Democrats give us plenty of ample opportunity to show that they are out of control with their violence, their rages, their cuss words toward the president, all of that.
Yeah, they got nothing to say here.
Yes.
Just like the censorship. Okay, I mean, and honestly, Tara, what is up with that? How can I come and complain that I cannot stand what Trump has done to our political environment, and that he's talked so mean, and he just all the crap that is just spewed from their mouths? Trey Gowdy. I mean, the idiot stood up and called for another investigation for some low-level aide that was working in the White House that they discovered's wife accused him of abuse from a divorce a decade ago. Trey Gowdy's all in front of the TV, running his mouth with his newest hairdo, decrying everything that's wrong with the world. But when someone actually does something, stands up, I mean, excuse me, the man's already been attempted murder, and they got nothing to say. I mean, what? I know that big business wants the labor in here, okay? I know they don't give a damn about any of us, but what is really going on? I mean, if I was Romney, I would come out and immediately condemn this. If I was Ted Cruz, Nikki Haley, to try to have a little bit of consistency, to say, look, folks,
yeah, credibility.
I don't agree with this when it comes from my own party, and I certainly don't agree with it when it comes from the other side, but all of this silence, I mean, the John McCain one-week funeral. You got George Bush standing up. What is he doing? Running his mouth about Donald Trump. He's got nothing else to say about any of this. I mean, it boggles the mind.
Meanwhile, Wes, I mean, they can continue to mock a man that the left attempted to get. I mean, the guy who tried to gun Steve Scalise down was a leftist. And they continue to mock him with suggestions he should be killed again. And nobody cares. Nobody has any condemnation. It's all just fine.
I knew these people, Tara, from years. And yeah, I mean, I'm almost 50 years old. I've been listening to Rush all my life since he came on. Great friends with Russ Castle. I thought I knew these people. Like Rush says, you know, like every inch of my glorious naked body, I know these people. Well, I'm here to tell you, I did not know the depths the Democrats could reach, and I certainly did not understand just how pathetically worthless our party is, and it may be a second wing of the Democrat Party. The only thing that I can come up with that makes any sense, other than we're all in the Matrix, we're all plugged into some tank somewhere, they're using our bodies as energizer batteries, and they're just playing this crap straight to our brains. I mean, that to me, or Scully and Mulder were right, they're here. The aliens run the government and they're shapeshifters. I mean, I don't know what to think anymore. I mean, it is just insane.
Well, talk about our brains all being plugged in. I think that is actually the CNN propaganda plan, Wes. But you have escaped the mothership for thus far. Okay, Wes. In Greer, your first call this year. Thank you for being on the ball so early on a Monday morning. Appreciate your phone call. So you send the kids back to school? Yet the flu is surging right about now. Some advice on that, good advice, from Heather Childers and the good doctor there, Dr. Nicole Shafir on Fox News. I thought every parent should hear.
Fox News alert for you. A health alert. The child death toll rises to 13 as flu season just ravages the United States. Widespread flu activity also being reported across 24 states.
So you're right. Flu is now widespread in about 24 states. We've now had 13 children die of the flu. So that means we're on our way up. We still have a couple months left where we're going to see bad flu season. It's only going to get worse from here. We had nearly 200 kids die from the flu last year. 80% of those were not vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And right now we have 13. We don't know their vaccination states, but we're only going to see that number increase. Yeah.
So what do you need to do?
So here's the big problem for parents everywhere. How do you know? Is it a flu or is it a cold? Right. When do you go see the doctor?
Here's the thing I'll tell you right now. Don't hesitate, because not just children. We're talking about adults as well. One of our contributors here, loved by everyone, Bree Payton, died of the flu. I had a friend who died of the flu last year, the same exact time.
I remember that.
So when you're dealing with children, I mean, how do you know if it's a cold or a flu?
So children, adults, elderly, everyone, it's the same thing. So if you want to compare flu versus cold, it's not that easy to tell, but some of the things that I try and keep in mind: fever, chills, and being really tired, lethargic, that tends to go with the flu. And you're right. If you have those symptoms, don't wait on it, especially with kids. It goes fast.
Yep. So that's the advice there. And that's what I'm doing now, too. Especially folks with what's coming over the border. 24,000, a record high, children on the border in December. That's what they rounded up in December, 24,000 illegal immigrant children. By the way, Lindsey Graham got that stat wrong. He threw out the stat of 10,000. He said, listen, this said this it cost $700 per each one. No, it's 24,000, sir, just in December. Where do you think they go? Straight into the schools. You cannot mess around with this as a parent right now. When you have large populations of people mixing who have different immunities, well, we know what happened with the invasion of by the Spaniards. It wasn't pretty. We know what happened to the Native Americans. It wasn't pretty. Well, that's still, I mean, that basic law of immunity does not change with modern medicine. So you got to take it seriously. All right. Enough of the serious health stuff. It's incredibly frustrating to watch a lot of the stuff that's going on right now. Texter writes, so do occasional Cortex's followers want to kill a Republican with the guns Democrats don't want them to have? What? Yes, they do. Those were assassination threats that she did not condemn. Because it's hip, it's hot to kill the president. It's what everybody wants to do. So wait, is the left saying that you should have guns now? No. Do you see this? Golden Globes. Over the weekend? Yeah, I didn't watch them either, but this is the best part. Is it not Hollywood celebrities that are always telling us that if we were smart, you know, like them, we would give up our guns and doing those anti-gun PSAs and all that good stuff? Oh, and they're against the wall, too, because that's xenophobic, as we all know, right? But so, you know, you'd figure if there's a large gathering of Hollywood know-it-alls, there would be no, you know, walls or guns. Or, are you kidding me? They meant you should give up your guns, not them. Silly. Listen to this. Anti-gun Hollywood celebrities enjoyed presidential level protection with multiple barricades. You know what they did? The LAPD, they put not just one wall around the Golden Globes. They put multiple walls around the Golden Globes, each of them staffed by armed officers in each layer of the perimeter. Bomb sniffing dogs, armed guards. Wait, hold on. Barricades, bomb sniffing dogs, armed guards. Why can't we get this in our high schools? LAPD officers and numerous security checkpoints. And why did they do this? What was the reason? According to Los Angeles law enforcement officials, quote, the recent attacks in Europe only reinforced that nothing can be left to chance tactically and strategically. You mean the Muslim terror attacks? By the refugees and their offspring? Those? Wait a minute. Aren't y'all the ones that say we're xenophobes for not wanting to let folks like that into our country who we cannot vet? And yet you throw up walls specifically because those folks are in our country? No. I mean, is it not the left who tells us we must open our borders to the country, Mexico, with the second highest violent crime rate on earth after Syria? and disarm. Is that not their mantra day after day? Well, that's not how they live. I mean, we must need those guns. If they can't go to the Golden Globes without bomb-sniffing dogs, metal detectors, and multiple walls that they don't want us to have. What a bunch of hypocrites. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. That's still really, really frustrating. The absolute, total, and complete hypocrisy. All right. Meantime, the Democrats, you see this? Exactly. You know, because we're told Trump is, he's out of the mainstream. He's just a xenophobe. Just a xenophobe. You're just a xenophobe. That's all he is. He hates people because they're brown. And that's why he wants to have the wall. That's why he wants immigration enforcement. We all know there's nothing big going on the border. There's nothing there. It's just to scare you. That's the Democrats' position. We don't need no stinking border security. And everyone agrees with it. How many agree with him again? New poll. From the liberal polling firm, Economist/YouGov, just 7% of Americans say illegal immigration is not a problem. Just 7% say illegal immigration is not a problem. There you have it, folks. The first act by the new Democrat majority in Congress is what? To ignore and defy the 93% of the population who disagrees with them? How are we not winning on this issue? I mean, Trump just had to shut the government down when we had a Republican Congress in order to get border security he's begged for 2 years. And now it's a Democrat shutdown because we've handed it off to them. Listen to how much of a slam dunk this issue is for anybody who wants to use it. This is how bad it, by the way, this is how much Trump is winning at getting his message across. They tell you all the time, well, you know, nobody likes him because they don't like how he talks. Well, they're listening. Because in the Gallup rankers, this was at the bottom of the list in the big tracking poll for years, immigration. It's at the top now. A wide-ranging Economist YouGov poll gauged the level of concern Americans have on the issue of illegal immigration at our border, only to find 7% of the overall public, only 7% says illegal immigration is not a problem. Wow. It gets worse for the Democrats. Listen to this. 2% of only 2% of Republicans say illegal immigration is not a problem. That means, for those of you on Common Core math, 98% of Republicans think it's a problem. Only 7% of independents say illegal immigration is not a problem. And get this, wait for it. Only 12% of Democrats say illegal immigration is not a problem. Okay. For those of you on Common Core math, that means Trump has convinced 88% of Democrats that illegal immigration is a problem, and it's a serious problem. Okay. And we're losing? We're losing. All right, I'm going over to the bloody spot on the wall. You know how you know the drill. You know how it goes. Okay, I got to toot my own horn. Not because I like to do that kind of thing. It makes me uncomfortable. But the consultants insist that when I get something right, when I nail it so hard that I run counter to the rest of the media and I get it right, you need to know because you need to trust me. Literally on the show, the first 2 hours of the show on Friday, I was mocking the mainstream media and predicting a booming jobs report. And no recession. Thursday was a day of hysteria. Apple stock plunged because the Chinese economy wasn't doing that well. CEO Tim Cook mentioned it in a letter, among many other things, explaining why the Apple sales were down. Try $1,000 for a phone and see if you're going to get anywhere. You're not. Media ignored all that, glommed on to the words trade war in his letter, and went to put flat out hysterical. They had all but declared a recession. Some of them actually did declare that a recession was coming by the end of Thursday and into Friday morning. I said, hold up, we're going to have a booming jobs report. You could already see where it was going because the ADP report was out. Halfway through the show, we get gobsmacked by this monstrous 310,000 new jobs created in December. which I was literally predicting before the show came out. Not in the exact number. I knew it would be high. Thursday afternoon, they were even saying, manufacturing slowdown. It's going to be a recession and is near. No. 32,000 of those jobs were in manufacturing, capping off the best year for manufacturing job gains since 1997. Damn. And that's the Wall Street Journal, so you can take that to the bank. Best year for manufacturing jobs since 1997. Let me translate that to you. Best year for manufacturing jobs since we were kneecapped by NAFTA and it began to take effect. This was never supposed to go in reverse, folks. The exfiltration of American manufacturing jobs is the currency that the politicians make the money on. This was never supposed to happen. So they're literally saying, manufacturing going to crash and burn in the new year, Thursday afternoon by Friday morning. No. No. When you're heading into a recession, you don't shatter manufacturing hiring records. You don't. Okay. How, you may think I am psychic, and I wouldn't blame you for that. How was I able to figure all this out before any of the jobs numbers came out? It's simple. You got to watch the engine that is fueling this economy to be on fire. And you will not see it, obviously, anyway, if you look at the stock market. You got to look at the undermarket. What is the undermarket? The undermarket is small and mid-sized businesses and what they are doing. They have reports for that, you know. Yes, but the talking heads on the business channels do not like to use them, even Fox News types who are determined to have that recession. Why? Why do they lie to you? They conflate the market. They say, if the market's down a little bit, it's a recession. No, those are two different things. So we have this monster hiring report, and I even told you who would be doing the monster hiring before it came out. Mid and small-sized businesses. How do I know that? Because I know the engine that's powering it. Until it ends, I know it will continue. And that's the repatriation of foreign cash. Thanks to the Trump tax cuts. They were hiding it overseas. We've been having about $300 billion a quarter come back. That's how I know. Nothing happened to the source, to the fuel for the economy. Ergo, it was going to continue to boom. Now, we know that will slow down in the coming year because a lot of the cash has been repatriated. We know that, too. You can forecast that. It's very easy. That's why the former CEO of Walmart was saying exactly what I'm saying last week. He knows better than I do. However, that money will continue. It was always parked overseas. It will not come back at a $300 billion a quarter rate, but it's still going to come back billions more than we've ever had. That's not going to end thanks to the Trump corporate tax cuts. But you're not going to see that reflected as much in the stock market, because the stock market only measures what the multinationals are doing. And if you want to know why the bent is what it is, and it's so skewed and they got it so wrong on these financial channels, it's because all these big multinational blue chips are the ones paying for the advertisements that you see at the breaks. So they're telling you what their advertisers want you to hear, not what is financial reality. And their advertisers want to hear that we're going to have a manufactured recession, we're going to take down Trump, and we're going to stop the dissolution of NAFTA. That's what they want to hear. And they're not going to get that. They're not going to get that in reality. Not until they turned the tap off with a massive corporate money insurge that was hiding overseas. It's how you can figure out what's going on. By the way, did you see this? Okay, Thursday, we are headed into recession. The market's going to crash, right? According to the media. Fred, did you, over the weekend, Bank of America issues for the first time since 2016 a frantic bit of advice for you to buy? They put that after the fake news of Thursday. Buy now. Buy risky stocks now. Maybe they're not risky. Okay. All right, whatever. Folks, whatever you do, do not listen to the talking heads if you are investing. Their agenda is to defeat Trump, not help you.